right, 807 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday. Got lots to talk about here. I kind of going back through my Twitter feed from over the weekend, which, by the way, for those of you that were worried that I was insensitive to horses on Friday's show, my discussion of feral horses and islands, I haven't got any reports on the horses on those islands off Carolina, but I did post pictures of our rescue horses when I said, you know, I'm not heartless in this, but I posted those up. Also, I got some response on Twitter over the weekend. Somebody was talking about a marijuana-infused drink. Mm-hmm. Well, Coca-Cola now in talks with a marijuana producer to make their pot-infused drinks. Wow. So we'll give you a chance this hour going forward to come up with names, what you would have the marijuana-infused drink be called.
I wonder if there will be a boycott of Coca-Cola products coming up.
We'll talk about that story coming up in just a little bit. Also, I'll get into the squirrel story I mentioned, and also the accusations against Kavanaugh on the serious side, get into that. But also on the less than serious side, the storm is serious, the deaths are serious, but the overzealous weather reporters being taken to task on social media over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so a couple different. First of all, the one that got the most traction was the video we talked about. It has, and you said it's Mike Seidel.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell that was, and Seidel has been on the show with me before, Mike mm-hmm. Seidel from the Weather Channel. I would say he would be, if Cantori is El Presidente, the mm-hmm. VP around there is probably Mike Seidel in the years of storm reporting, mm-hmm. being on the beach, you know, being the person they put, like, if you look at the number one, if they figure out where the impact's going to be, they put Cantori, and then if there's a secondary spot, they probably go Seidel, third, Stephanie Abrams, and then the other people that are like the disposable weather reporters.
There's a clear pecking order.
Yeah, there is. But Seidel, I would say he's not their show pony, he is their workhorse. Seidel, he reports a lot of storms.
So you're saying that if you would have not been told his name, you would have never thunk it that he would be that person who was having such a big wind gust.
Right, because he strikes me as I'll say this, Cantori and Seidel, although Stephanie Abrams, most famously was standing there in front of the battleship before a storm came in and was wondering why they hadn't moved that ship out of harm's way. That's been many, many storms ago, but that was very funny. She was new there then. But I would say Seidel and Cantori, they don't need, they don't need to climb the rungs of the Weather Channel ladder. They seem to be at the top. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the video, now go kind of describe this video.
Okay, so yeah, this particular clip that we're talking about, like you said earlier, Sean, Seidel was in Wilmington, North Carolina, and he was being filmed, Friday morning, I think this was Friday morning, as the storm had moved in, and he was standing on a patch of grass where you could tell he was pushing really hard against the wind.
Right, lean against the wind.
The lean, yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He was saying, this is about as nasty as it's been. He appeared like he was really fighting hard against this wind. When you see in the background two people walking into the camera shot, now they're probably 25, 50 feet behind Seidel on the road, so they're on pavement, but they're walking without... It looks like the wind is blowing their shirt, but that's about it. They're having the easiest time walking. So that video was recorded by someone and shared on Twitter, and then you know what happens after that. It goes viral, tons of retweets and tons of likes. Well, the Weather Channel actually came out and responded.
Okay, let's get the other side. This is good.
Because he was being made fun of so much, and people were saying, this is why you can't trust the media. So Weather Channel says, it's important to note that the two individuals in the background are walking on concrete, and Mike Seidel is trying to maintain his footing on wet grass. After reporting on air until 1 a.m. Eastern time this morning, he is undoubtedly exhausted. So that's the Weather Channel's response.
And did they say those people in the background of the shot had lead shoes that helped them?
they did not say that.
That's Weather Channel. That's not Seidel himself responding.
That's correct. And I don't know if Seidel has responded yet. I'm sure he has. Here. I'll have to check on that. But the Weather Channel, on behalf of their reporter, which I'm sure their reporters appreciate whenever they're attacked or become viral online, that the Weather Channel is willing to go out and argue on their behalf. But I don't know how true that statement from them is. Would it really be that big of a difference? I'm sure he had to be putting on a little bit, right? If they were able to walk without a problem right in the same camera shot, and they're saying he's on wet grass, so he has to he has less traction and has to push harder.
Well, and he did have a stance, you know, the stance where you're trying to kind of crouching tiger, hidden dragon stance to make sure that you're not moved. But I will say this, though, in his defense, until you have done a live shot where weather is an issue, you know, you really can't understand what it's like when there's elements at you, because you don't know what's happening off outside of the camera view, outside of the camera shot. I will say that he may have been overindulging in that shot, but being in on live TV and the elements coming at you and people talking in your ear and you having to hold on to this and that and having to be eloquent with your reporting, it's a balancing act. It doesn't excuse if you do extra just to make for good TV, because your credibility is on the line. And if someone of his stature took the time to do that and he is found out to have flubbed this, so to speak, I think he's really cost himself quite a bit of harm to his career when it comes to people trusting you, because your name is all you have, your integrity, your character, that's all you got. And so if you put that out there just to be a little more famous, shame on you.
Okay, so that I agree with that. Now, the people in your ear and all that stuff makes it hard sometimes to talk and keep your train of thought when you have somebody in your ear talking to you and you're talking. We've done those broadcasts before, but it still, you know, doesn't affect the speed of the wind. What does, though, if you've been around hurricanes, are buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and geography. And sometimes you can be in a an area where the wind is a lot more intense. It's funneled between two buildings, or it's coming around one way. You can find the sweet spot, and at that point you're still being truthful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to a spot where the wind is more intense, because I'm not saying that's what happened, but just to add, I don't think everything is as cut and dry as the internet
exactly.
does. I don't think everything's so I would say that there's a way that's on the edge of what would be right and wrong. Like right here, our buildings. You know how the wind blows between these
that's
two buildings?
That's right. I'm glad
you could
you
find
said that.
A spot, yep. Find a spot where you're honestly reporting the wind truly is blowing hard right there, because you found that spot where it seems to be blowing harder than it would be 50 or 100 feet to the distance where it's not coming around a building or something. I don't know that that's what's happening,
just
that
like
happened, but it could.
Just like downtown, if you know where the new Ruby Slipper restaurant is, off of Royal Street there?
I don't get out.
Stop it. You know where Joe Kane,
uh-huh.
on the corner.
Okay.
Here. Right? That street, that is like a wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood that until we were in a Mardi Gras parade. And I was sitting on top of
came
a
around
vehicle.
Came around a corner
and oh my word. Okay, so there is that tunnel.
Yeah, and so I'm not saying, I don't know that's what happened here, but.
Well, also, let's not act like these storms aren't huge ratings and huge events for the Weather
Correct.
Channel. I mean,
they are the biggest breaking news event for our Weather Channel.
And they are helpful. I mean, over 17 people have died from this storm. Weather Channel does a great job of letting people know when they're in danger, how to escape the danger. But don't pretend that this isn't appointment viewing for a lot of people and that they will take advantage of that. We were just talking last week about the Fox Newses and the CNNs and these news stations that you normally tune in for political news and talk. They staff up for these big hurricanes because they are competing with the Weather Channel for eyes during storms like this, even though it's a major catastrophe and plenty of people are dying. And the reporters know that they're going to be getting ratings. Why not fluff it up a little bit, make it look... I know that as a reporter, you're not supposed to, but like you said, if there's a wind tunnel where there's wind coming through,
right.
Why not stage your shot there?
Right, because and at that point, you haven't created... You're not lying, right? Mm-hmm. You just found that... And the same thing is true. I think what it says there is the same thing is true for the same... the thing that I always make fun of, the reporters go stand in the water for the shot. And you saw plenty of that. You saw the other thing on the web is there's a reporter standing, seems to be in knee-deep water or thigh-deep water, and then people go walking across behind him, barely splashing their shoes. Well, they said, is he on his knees? Did they dig a hole to put... No. Assuming all streets are absolutely level and they don't have any taper to them, that makes the people on the internet this weekend seem silly as well. But what the person did is they found the deepest part of the street
That's right.
to stand in to do the live shot.
Right.
It's for dramatic effect. It's every time we're going to have all the flooding stories, or you have flooding along the Mississippi River. The reporters will walk away from the dry ground and go stand in the water to do the live shot because it's compelling. The consultants have told them it works.
That's
and
right.
And that's why they do it. So,
and one more thing.
Yeah.
You have a news director who has access to a bank of TVs, who's watching what the competition's doing. Mm-hmm. And if the competition is standing in deep water and you're standing on the dry sidewalk...
Mm-hmm. Then go to deeper water. Eventually,
there
somebody just has a head sticking out of the water.
Now you've nailed it.
Now our reporter... Jane Smith is now in scuba gear underneath the flood water, reporting from underneath the water. But once again, it's this... You have a situation where they're not lying. You know, that there's actually that area was that deep. That person found the area that was deeper, the same way you might find the windier corner of a building to do that live shot. So, I mean, as always, we're looking at the gray here, even though the internet's already decided, you know, judge, jury, and executioner.
The only thing missing was getting a Weather Channel reporter on one of those feral horses out on the island to do a live shot from the top of a horse.
If the news director could have made that happen.
See, well, I will say this. It's very easy to armchair quarterback, but how many of us have watched football games from our seats and looked down and said, oh, I would have totally cut there and run up the gut and got that touchdown. But until you are in the game, you really need to understand that these people are working hard and they're trying to help save lives and they're trying to keep people informed. And just keep that in mind. That's all I will say. I don't know the man personally.
Yeah,
I didn't see the report live.
We'll binge watch those videos here during the break. We'll come back and talk more about that when we get back. Also on the list today, we will talk about the accusation against Kavanaugh and the squirrel story. This all started just because I read a story from our news partners at WKRG about squirrels on the rampage in the Northeast, eating all kind of crops. What happens when the crops fail and there are a whole bunch of squirrels? Have you ever heard of a squirrel migration? It happened in this country.
They must have heard of your squirrel test last week.
Wait till you hear this coming up. Right, 822 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. By the way, too, I mentioned the story earlier. Coca-Cola company is in talks with cannabis producer Aurora Cannabis to create pot-infused drinks. According to BNN Bloomberg, story coming from thehill.com says BNN Bloomberg, citing multiple sources, reported today that the two companies are in serious talks to develop a drink. Companies would likely create a beverage that would, quote, ease inflammation, pain, and cramping, end quote. Kent Landers, spokesman for Coca-Cola, declined comment on this. There's more to this story, but I do want to give attention to all you creative folks that I said, what would they call? What would they call this drink, right? Dan says Pot-a-Cola. Matt says Toca-Cola. A name texter, Smoked Coke. Smoke-a-Cola. From our buddy Fred, he said, a blast from the past. How about Mihai? Instead of me, some of the possible names.
Can I throw one in?
Yes.
What about roasted cokes?
So I mean,
grab a toke and a smile, maybe.
There you go. So, so we're coming up with the ad campaigns right here. look at that story. Some more coming up.
So proud.
Also, people commenting about the reporters over the weekend, of course, and the coverage of Florence. Like I said, I don't think it's as everything is as cut and dry as it's made on the web, but I would point out that, yes, there may have been some impropriety, but you got to ask this is the subtle question. Is it, if you go find a place where the thing is actually happening and report from there, even though that maybe 500 yards away it's not happening,
mm-hmm.
The nature of news is you go to where the thing that's
correct.
The man bites dog. You don't go report dog bites man. You go to the man bites dog.
Yeah, like for one instance, when the storm was hitting and we were watching Weather Channel, it appeared that one woman was standing next to the same downed tree for about 3 hours.
Yes.
And that's because it was a good shot.
Yes.
If you've got a downed tree that's, you know, 50 feet away from you, why would you do the shot without the downed tree
right.
in
if
the camera?
They didn't, then everybody complains, well, that's boring.
That's
boring coverage.
Right. They changed the channel.
So you can't lie, but can you cherry pick? I think you can still be ethical and cherry pick the places you do the live shot.
I think so too. And I think, you know, don't be afraid to to put a little acting in it, you know?
Well, it's
make
called,
it look like you're about to be blown away.
But TV is a visual medium, right? So people tune in to see something. They're not going to just see you standing there if you know that there is a wind gust that is coming through the buildings, like you said, Sean, then you're going to go there because it's going to be, you're able to tell a story even better. It's TV. It's not print. It's not radio. It's TV.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to think that those two guys that walked in the background of the shot probably knew exactly what they were doing, and maybe they were even acting a little bit the other way.
Oh,
like,
wait.
Oh, not a big deal. I'm just walking right through here.
You're saying that you would use the same judgment on all people? Yeah, might be worth saying.
Isn't it possible? Have you ever been on the freeway, or you say interstate, but have you ever been on the freeway where on your side of the road it's sunshiny, or let's say a little cloudy, but you look ahead and cars have their windshield wipers going because they're coming through a storm,
mm-hmm.
right? Same city, same zip code, but it's different. So mm-hmm. why wouldn't there be possibly a difference of wind if there are buildings involved?
No, this is a true thing. I mean, that's, you can find that sweet spot. I want to get to the phones here, and I got to read Hal's text, though. He said, I remember years ago in Huntsville, WAAY-TV was rolling out their new Viper radar during a storm. Bouncing Bob Barron, he was their weather guy, was doing a live weather spot out by County Line towards Decatur. He was bragging about how good their new radar was, and he, just as he was saying, only the new WAAY weather radar can tell you the possibility of a tornado has passed. And off in the distance of the shot, you could see a tornado on the ground going by. That's classic. All right, we'll go to the phones here. And Derek in Fairhope. Derek, what would you brand the new Coca-Cola, the cannabis-infused Coca-Cola?
Hypocrisy in a can. I mean, we've talked about this. A month ago. You got the ex-speaker of the House, Bonner, lobbying for a major Canadian marijuana group. You've got Coca-Cola now saying that they want to put it, in a can. And meanwhile, I wonder what the statistics are for last week. How many Americans were locked up for possession and distribution? But mm-hmm. if you're a major company, well, then you can make millions, but it's the same thing. And this is a point that I can't believe that I'm even, it's outrageous.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not until you and I talked about this a year ago, year and a half, when the money came in, then the opinions in Washington seemed to change.
Yeah, they do.
But I still stand with where I've been on the whole thing is, if you're somebody who wants legalization at a federal level, Jeff Sessions, as Attorney General, prosecuting and going to prosecute is the best thing ever, because it forces the legislative branch to do what they're supposed to do and pass laws or change laws versus leaving it in the hands of the executive and judicial branch.
Exactly. I mean, I wonder what Jeff's got to say about Coca-Cola coming out and saying this. I mean, you have like an iconic American brand that's like, yeah, we're thinking about putting weed in some Coke, and, we're just going to... My brain is exploding, because just last week, think about how many people are doing serious time about this, but yet... money talks, man.
Yes, so, it does, Derek. Well put.
Well, this isn't the first time in Coca-Cola's history that they've put a drug.
Yeah, well, they started with cocaine.
Right.
They've gone the other way. So,
so we shouldn't be surprised.
Is cocaine going to be like the new Speedball? Is that what it is? some more text in here. James says, share a toke. Share a toke and a smile, I guess. Jim tells us not into marijuana. Nor am I, Jim, but I can still... talk about it. I don't have to, but he said, not into marijuana, but if it was called Coca-Dopa, I might be inclined to give it a taste test. So some of these textures here, I don't want the news to hear someone tell a story. I want the facts of the event. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just play devil's advocate, because I can't help myself. If there actually is a stronger wind in one part of the town than the other, that is telling the story. That place right there has a stronger wind. Now, could they make it better and say, hey, in this area of town, this wind is stronger. Mm-hmm. Across the street over there, it's not as bad. Maybe that disclaimer would work.
Or they could pull the shot out and so zoom out and show you, okay, here's why you're going to see all this wind here or this rain or whatever. Because as we pull out the shot, as my photographer, my photojournalist, pulls out of the shot, you can see on that side of the street, it looks like this. On this side of the street, it looks like this. We chose here to better show you the elements that we're dealing with.
Yep.
And also, they're not, the Weather Channel is not in North Carolina to serve only only Carolinians that are going through the storm. They are broadcasting to the entire nation and mm-hmm. more. And you have your local channels that are, I'm sure, did a great job over the weekend there where the storm passed through. But the Weather Channel, they're trying to keep eyes on around the entire nation. That's why they're, putting a little pizzazz on their live shots, I think.
There you go. On the way, confirmation proceedings and squirrel migrations and your phone calls at 343-0106. This is Mobile Mornings.
Thanks, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Mitch, no football. We're in the heat of football season, and school just got started also. But something I didn't know, September may be the best month of the year to buy new vehicles.
Yeah, Dalton, I wish I could say it was only at McConnell, but if people are listening, the reason September's so great is because the new models always are coming in, and we have to sell the old ones. So 2018 Z71 is a great example, because the brand new 2019 truck's out, Dalton. And guess what? You can get over $12,000 off one of these Z71's 2018 models. My most exciting example is all of our Yukons at supplier price or less. So, for example, you're talking about 9 or 10% off the sticker price, and we've got a special promotion on this radio station, Dalton, with you guys. If people hear this, we'll give them this price plus a Yeti cooler or a $500 gas card to kind of help them get to a football game somewhere, high school or college. But we just love what we're doing, and right now in September, just Google McConnell Automotive, and you're going to get blown away, Dalton, at these savings.
Wow, that's some great stuff. And if people want to reach you or reach you online, how do they do that?
You know, it's easy. We've been around over 60 years. Our name's still with two C's and an L. So all you got to do is Google McConnell Automotive, and I promise you it's the easiest shopping experience. And the thing that people love, Dalton, is just no fooling around. Save real money and get these prices. Yukon Z71, just go to McConnell Automotive.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a great day.
Always, buddy.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65.
All right. By the way, they keep rolling in here the different branding for the Coca-Cola products.
Do tell.
Very creative. And we'll keep that up. We'll talk about this story more. I'm sure that at some point soon, Coca-Cola will have comment. Right now, they're declining comment on whether they're working together with this cannabis company. All right, I do want to get to the one of the serious stories of the day, and that is a story from the AP. A woman accusing Judge Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her is willing to tell her story in public to a Senate panel considering his nomination to the Supreme Court. That, according to her attorney today. Kavanaugh had been on a smooth confirmation track. You know, AP, I disagree with you. I don't know if that was exactly smooth, the shenanigans we've seen go on so far. Kavanaugh had been on a smooth confirmation track, but the new allegations have roiled the process. Republican senators have expressed concern over a woman's private-turned-public allegation that a drunken Kavanaugh groped her and tried to take off her clothes at a party where they were when they were teenagers. Deborah Cates, attorney for the woman, Christine Blasey Ford, said her client is considered the incident to be an attempted rape. Quote, she believes if it were not for the severe intoxication of Brett Kavanaugh, she would have been raped. Kavanaugh has, quote, categorically and unequivocally denied the allegations, a statement the White House repeated today. This has not changed, said White House spokesman Carrie Kupik. Judge Kavanaugh and the White House both stand by that statement, which I wonder why that's, you know, the AP story did a better job of letting it float up. But in a lot of stories, that's not until like the 19th paragraph down that you know, I mean, if you're going to go, it's not like he said, well, this may be easier to get to the truth, because he's not saying, well, her interpretation of the situation. He said it did not happen. Mm-hmm. And in television interviews, the attorney said her client was willing to tell her story to the public, in public to the Senate Judiciary Committee, although no lawmakers or their aides have yet contacted her. Now, you got to wonder, with Feinstein having the story and sitting on it for so long and then rolling it out as this October surprise deal, and then nobody contacting her to have her set to come testify.
And the woman's attorney did admit that not only did she, give this information months ago, but they said they were ready to go as far as ready to talk about this. So the question is why was this held? But then I've also heard this morning how the woman, when she was watching the Senate confirmation hearings, how she said that she'd gone through counseling. The incident came back up as conversation, and she watched the Senate confirmation hearings and, you know, was really bothered by the fact that this person, Brett Kavanaugh, could, you know, be confirmed to a seat, a lifetime seat, and the story had never been told. And so now it's coming out. And what's interesting this morning, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, as we heard on our news break, she said, quote, she should not be insulted. She should not be ignored. She should testify under oath, and she should do it on Capitol Hill.
Yes, she should. That's, I think, the worst thing here is where you bring forward a charge like this and then don't call her in to testify. That's political sleight of hand. Absolutely. And I don't know how slight that hand is. Yeah. I agree with the White House that if she's going to make the allegation, she needs to be heard and she needs to testify.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the argument for not having already reached out to her to have her come in would be that they don't want to put her under that kind of
malarkey.
Pressure,
they don't
and that
care.
She could be attacked for simply, you know, coming to
really.
Well, they didn't have her name before. They didn't have her name before, and so now that she's coming forward, because
if you bring the allegation, you right. cannot bring the allegation and
it
then
was
just
yeah, yeah it was leaked.
And then just say but we're not going to talk about that anymore.
No, you're both spot on, but I just think it's important to note that they didn't have her name. If she is alleging that this happened. She's the victim. So mm-hmm. she didn't have to step forward and say anything. But once the information was leaked, and then she's watching the Senate confirmation hearings, and she decides to let her name come out so that she can own this story instead mm-hmm. of having to catch up to her own story. Again, these are her accusations. I agree. She has every right to be heard. I think it is interesting to note, I don't know if you're following Senator Jones, the tweet that he put out as far as putting out the pause.
I didn't see the tweet, but I saw the story. I mean, are we surprised that he found a way to, hey, let's delay this some more so I don't have to make a decision.
Well, what I was going to say, though, but the correlation between what he just went through months ago with Roy Moore.
Right,
you know,
right.
you would be remiss if you didn't look at the irony of the situation that here we go, once again, you know, stories from yesteryear coming back, and how will this impact our nation? This is going to be very interesting to watch over the next couple of minutes. I'm not going to say days, because we know how our political cycle is going.
Yeah, the AP continues to say the Republicans say the allegations have already cast a shadow over Kavanaugh, but that does not appear to be enough to change the votes in the narrowly divided 51-49 Senate. Key will be the views of Collins and Senator Collins and Senator Lisa Murkowski mm-hmm. of Alaska. Both are under enormous pressure from outside groups who want them to oppose Kavanaugh on grounds that as a justice he could vote to undercut Roe versus Wade. We've talked about that story ad nauseum. The White House has now accused Feinstein of mounting a, quote, 11th hour attempt to delay his confirmation, end quote. And I got to say, I'd like to hear from Feinstein, if you've mm-hmm. known this allegation so long and mm-hmm. you didn't think it was important to bring up until now, tell me you're not doing it for political effect. The White House has sought to cast doubt about a forged allegation by noting that the FBI has repeatedly investigated Kavanaugh since the 1990s for highly sensitive positions he has held, including the Office of Independent Counsel of Ken Starr at the White House and his current post on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington. In other words, he's been vetted in different processes through the federal government. In addition, 65 women yep. who knew Kavanaugh in high school defended him in a separate letter circulated by the Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans as someone who, quote, always treated women with decency and respect, end quote. So there's that story.
And that's exactly the point I was going to bring up, and that's so important to have all sides of this, because so many times, and I'm sorry, but people want to say the media this and the media that. Our job is to inform you and to give you all sides of the story so that you understand and you can keep up with what's happening in our nation's capital. That's what we do.
All right. So then, and we'll take your calls and texts on that. And then I do have to get to the squirrel story because I have to land this plane before we wrap up. Although I'll do the extended version of this on the midday show because I really do think it's an interesting story that Americans don't know about. Okay. So the story originally from News 5, they just said there's a bumper crop of squirrels in New England. So animal populations will have peaks and valleys, mm-hmm. right? They have boom and bust cycles, some of them. And it says, so this year is a boom year. And it says the frenetic critters are frustrating farmers by chomping their way through apple orchards, pumpkin patches, and cornfields. The varmints are fattening themselves up for winter while destroying crops with their bite marks. Now, I don't know if the other part of the story is if they had a failure of that. Let's see. Did they have a failure in the acorn crop? No. Okay. They said last year. Here we go. Last year, there was a bumper crop of acorns and other food that contributed to a larger than normal squirrel population this summer across the region. This summer, there's not as much food, so the squirrels are looking for nutrition where they can find it. Okay. So there's a situation that the food of last year led to a bigger population than normal of squirrels. There's less food this year, and there's a lot of squirrels.
So last year, fat, happy squirrels?
This year? This is how the bust comes in a boom and bust cycle, except if they can go find food. Like they did in the fall of 1968 in the eastern United States. When we come back, we'll tell you about the story of gray squirrels en masse moving by the thousands out of the woods, crossing mountains, rivers, and highways as they migrated to find food. Did you ever know we had a squirrel migration in 1968?
That's a deep tease right there.
Coming up. Thank you, Kane. 850 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, on our Facebook page, top of the stack there, Sad news over the weekend, the passing of Colonel Glenn Frazier, one of our own true war heroes. I mean, survivor of the Bataan Death March. He's been on the show with me in the past. Of course, the book is fantastic. Read as well. Passed over the weekend. We'll talk more about that on the Midday Show today. But the story and information about Colonel Glenn Frazier on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. All right. Also going on today, tomorrow, actually Wednesday, Thursday, Monday through Thursday, every weekday at the Original Oyster House. They've got their $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts, Causeway location only. So they good. They, you know, that's my location. So I may hate it for you.
All caps.
Gulf Shores, but my location on the Causeway. So $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts, and you can get the menu. Check it out online at originaloysterhouse.com. And of course, you can check out the full menu on that website and just schedule yourself for a lunch or a dinner. Go enjoy, of course, the great oysters. And like I said, the fantastic fried shrimp. I don't think they get the credit that they deserve for their fried shrimp, and they should because they're fantastic. And also the other 100 items on the menu. Check them out, originaloysterhouse.com, or tastier yet, show up tonight for $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts. This is Monday through Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m., only at the Causeway location. All right, and we will get to the phones, but I gotta really just give you the short version of this, and then we'll expand this on the Midday Show, because I really think it's an untold story that I think needs told, and I've waited so long to have a squirrels in the news story to do this. So we talked about this, the squirrels on the rampage up in New England, story reported by WKRG. A couple different people have it up, but I took this account from mentalfloss.com. In the fall of 1968, people in the eastern United States experienced a force of nature unlike anything they'd ever seen before. Gray squirrels in mass moving by the thousands out of the woods, crossing mountains, rivers, and highways. Y'all start painting this picture in your head. You have figured this out. They're not just random squirrels. They're moving in mass. Just like for kids today, it'd be like The Walking Dead. But picture those are live squirrels.
Yeah, if I see that, I'm running with the squirrels.
Newspapers published accounts of squirrels swimming across and often drowning in bodies of water. In some locations, conservation officers, game wardens, reported picking up roadkill at the rate of one squirrel per mile, and starvation killed many more. And what happened is a similar situation here. It said the explanation for the furry migration turned out to be this simple. The animals had run out of food after, listen to this, this is 68, and listen what they said in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we just reported, one story happening right now. It said, after a bountiful year for acorns and chestnuts in 1967, the squirrel population ballooned. This was followed by a poor season for these nut-bearing trees. The squirrels were faced with no choice but to search for more fruitful forest. And that point, they started migrating. This is New York State. I know they reported Pennsylvania in here, all down through the mountains. North Carolina, they said, was the epicenter of this. The Asheville Citizen Tribune, in a September 17th article, this is 1968, headlined, Starvation, Cars Killing Squirrels by the Thousands, reported on a Wildlife Resource Commission meeting, which regional managers from across the state painted a gory picture of squirrels pouring. This is the word they use, pouring out of the Smoky Mountains, swimming across Fontana and Chioa Lakes, which are Fontana Lake down on the south end of the Smokies there. A bit beautiful place. Another claimed he counted 40 dead squirrels in a roughly 20-mile stretch of road near Asheville. The story said squirrels starving in the Smokies area was even picked up by the New York Times on September 22nd of 1968. All right, so there's a lot more to the story. It's pretty interesting. We'll roll it out during the Midday Show today. But I just wanted to plant that flag that as this story in phenomenon is being reported by national news agencies, they may not know the deep history here, as deep as 1968, that this has happened before, and it led to a squirrel migration. Y'all picture a squirrel migration pouring out of the mountains. Here they come. You're looking out your front. Kids, get inside. Get inside. I'm just batting down the hatches. Here they come.
How is there not an animated Disney movie to go with this great migration of 1968? And I also want to know, were there flying squirrels scouting ahead as they were migrating?
That would be the aerial...
aerial assault, yes.
Because we have three species here in the state of Alabama, squirrels, right? Y'all,
what are they?
You got gray squirrels that you see most of the time, okay, right, in town, gray squirrels. You have fox squirrels, the big, beautiful, we call them cat squirrels or fox squirrels. I put some, oh, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'll show you pictures. I put them up on social media before. They are gorgeous critters.
Not a fan.
And flying squirrels.
Yeah,
which I may have kept one as a pet when I was a kid and used to get in my pocket.
Oh my gosh, there wouldn't be a Disney movie because you would scare children. They would never go to sleep if you're putting these squirrels out there like that. Like they're migrating. There's one, there's 10, and then there's 1,000. No one's going to sleep. Those kids will have have big bug eyes, afraid of
squirrel eyes.
Closing their little, squirrel eyes.
It's a tale of migration.
Nice.
What, the tale of tears?
It's so wrong.
All right, grab a couple calls here. John is in Mobile first up. Hey, John.
We need a couple of boxes of the 22 longs.
You're going to have to have more than that. You're going to have more ammunition than that. If it's like 68, they came and just they came.
Back to the Justice Kavanaugh thing.
Right.
This is total, just like, this is Clarence Thomas all over again.
Yeah, that's what,
the guy going on the court is not African-American. It's
all right, well, John, I mean, I got a short on time, and I have a squirrel's attention span. I get what you're saying. This is very similar, like somebody on the text line said, to the timing, the 11th hour deal, like happened to Clarence Thomas all those years ago.
And Anita Hill obviously testified as well. She came forward.
Everything had happened, and then, then there's this.
And then there's this. And he is on one of the justices still to this day.
George is in Mobile up next. Hey, George.
Hey, I'm not going to go down the road of whether he's guilty or nothing like that. But my point I'm going to make is that he's had this letter since July. She could have turned it over to the FBI, had it investigated, asked about it in a conference or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You think about the thousands, potentially millions of dollars that were wasted this last week and a half to 2 weeks, bringing all these people to Washington, having these hearings in the first place and whatever, to go through this whole process to bring this out, like you said, in the last minute.
Yeah, it's you got to ask the question there. What is the responsibility of the senator if that information comes, is that something? Now, listen, politics is a blood sport, and people have caches of information they choose to play at different times. But can't you turn around and say, hey, Senator Feinstein, if you knew that and you didn't, are you an accessory to not having this information out if you sat on it?
Yeah, all just to hold it until the week where the vote was supposed to be held. I mean, and it's a shame that even if this did come out to be true, if Kavanaugh did do this, because of political hit jobs that happen over and over and over again, whoever it would be that would levy these accusations would not get, their story will never truly be heard objectively, just because you have to expect things like this from Democrats and Republicans whenever a big event like this comes up.
And we have to point out that she's running for re-election. We have not pointed that out yet.
We talked about that the other day. I said to Jeff Poore, I said, is there any danger that she wouldn't be reelected? He said, well, you never know. I mean, California, with the politics of it, maybe she has to do this to be a scalp that she shows that, look at this. I took this,
Keep your name in the news.
Yeah.
You don't know anyone's mindset, but I tell you what, that's not a good idea. Like our last caller pointed out, if we've wasted all that money and this could have been handled a whole lot sooner, that's not good to the American people.
There we go. George, I appreciate the call. And, as Superman was talking about, fox squirrels have not made the migration. It's gray squirrels from back in 68. Just be on the lookout in the Northeast. You'll be the person at the party if they start this again, this great squirrel migration. They'll be like, this unprecedented thing is happening in the mountains in the Northeast and in Appalachia. You'll say, no, in fact, little known fact, go Cliff Clavin on them, saying in 1968, they were grounding themselves and legs getting smashed on roads more than normal as they came pouring out of the mountains.
As heard on FM Talk 106.5.
That's why y'all are here, right? All right. Join us again for Midday Mobile and Laura Ingram. She's on the way next.
Squirrel.